The so-called Dark Act is now a part of American law, and we are waiting to see it at work in the produce aisles and store shelves in grocery stores across the country. The legislation requires food packages sold in the U.S. to have the so-called proper labeling if they contain genetically modified organisms. But what constitutes proper labeling of GMOs? Well, that's up for debate. My next guest is here to point out holes in the law which could leave consumers with the short end of the stick. What should people know about this very far-reaching law that's just been passed?
It's fake. It means nothing.
Fake?
Yeah. Imagine that. Something in Washington not actually doing what it's meant to do.
How is it fake?
It's not going to truly label GMOs. There's going to be exemptions from that standard. There's a question as to what actually GMOs are in a regulatory framework, whether gene editing would come under it, which it wouldn't as far as we know. And so This is something that's just been really a fabricated piece of legislation to try and quell the food movement's push to really have the right to know what we're eating. And so the movement's on the move again and having to reorganize, sadly, after Obama signed this into being.
What about the states where pretty stringent regulations were on the books regarding GMOs, seeds? It really touches on a lot there. I mean, have you heard a lot of outrage from the states?
Absolutely. I mean, this is preemption, not only for Vermont labeling for the foods that they were going to have labeled, but also, say, in Virginia, where Kane actually voted for this legislation and it overturned the seed labeling laws there. So there's a lot of disgruntled people, rightly so, and people need to really, you know, keep looking at this space and get engaged again.